So getting back to HER2 testing specifically, Craig, what's your take on quality control with both IHC and FISH?
It's an important question. It's a big question, and it's not easy to answer. I mean, even the quality of HER2 testing in large experienced laboratories is never easy. So even in a smaller laboratory, it remains challenging. I think it's important for everybody to understand that from the beginning, both types of tests, immunohistochemistry and FISH, are inherently qualitative, difficult to control tests. So even experts have to really work hard to keep the tests, the sensitivity and reproducibility of the tests, in an acceptable level. So I think what you have to know is, what are those acceptable levels? How close is your laboratory testing reproduce what the biological distribution of the tests ought to be? How do you vary from week to week, month to month, year to year? Internal controls, assuming that you're doing the testing right. Now, some of the variability of the testing in terms of analytical variables, you ask a question about pre-analytical variables, formalin fixation, and I'll get back to that. But a lot of the testing kits now have tried to take most of the guesswork, most of the work for the pathology laboratory in terms of taking care of the analytical variables and the interpretive or post-analytical variables. But what you have to do is really adhere very, very closely to the recommended testing procedures. And that's not always easy to do. There's a lot of variation, and many laboratories, technicians don't realize that a minor variation in procedure can have a major result in affecting the test result. And that's as true for FISH as it is for immunohistochemistry.